Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our Word of the Week podcast on Burden and Blessing. We're continuing in our series on the Passion of our Savior, as we consider words connected to the church season of Lent. Our word for this week is cross. Most of the time when people are thinking of a memory that's painful or difficult, they try to move on as quickly as possible. They certainly don't make mementos or reminders of that difficult event. They don't try to do activities that will generate reminders of what happened that would be difficult and hard to go through. We know that people suffer from real things like post-traumatic stress when something especially dangerous happens in their lives or something earth-shattering for them. Why is it then that the Christian faith not only symbolizes itself through the cross, but boasts of the cross? It seems such a strange thing to understand, because we take pride and we glorify in the very instrument that was used to kill our Lord, God, and Savior. Well, it's important to recognize what makes the Christian cross different. Certainly, we're not trying to undervalue what Christ went through here on earth. The pain and the suffering that he endured on our behalf, the rejection, the carrying of sins, the weight of the world rested on his shoulders. It was not an easy task at all. The most difficult thing that anybody could or ever will do. But yet, we don't think of post-traumatic stress when we look at the cross. In fact, Christian churches are adorned with crosses. It's the symbol that we use for our faith. And we need to return to the Word of God to remind us exactly why that's the case. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he says, "Far be it from me to boast in myself, but rather I boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." He tells us why. Because through that cross, he has been crucified to the world and his sins have been taken away. Paul would also go on to write to the Colossians that through Christ and the work on the cross that he did, he reconciled all things to himself, and he made peace through the blood that he shed. He would also write to the Ephesians chapter 2 that Christ is our peace, because he's broken down the hostility of the law. He abolished the commandments that were held against us by fulfilling them. And he reconciled us to God through sacrificing his body on the cross. When Christ took his own life, he also took with it the hostility that was against us because of our sins, the enmity that was created in our relationship with God because we failed to follow his righteous laws and commandments. The cross took those things away. Now, when we think of the suffering of our Savior, we should come in humility and lowliness, remembering the great toll that our sins took on our Savior. But ultimately, at the end of the day, and at the end of our faith, the cross is the most comforting thing, because it reminds us we don't have to suffer and pay for our sins. We have a home with God in heaven because Jesus willingly came to this earth and died in our place. That's the love of our Savior. That's the grace of God. And so now today, Jesus reminds us, as he did to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." To bear the cross of our Savior is not always a joyful or happy thing. To bear the cross means at times that we will face rejection, ridicule, mocking, persecution, even death, as our Savior did. But the cross is worth the weight that we bear, because our Savior walked with it first, and our Savior was nailed to it for our sins and our transgressions. And now, as we look to that cross, it reminds us of that all-atoning sacrifice for our sins. So as you go forward, Christian, bear the cross with dignity and boast in that cross of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.